Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order of the Whitney Town Advisory Board for December 30th, 2021. Item number one, call to order. Let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let the record show that all the members are here in attendance, and do we have any staff introductions?
Demita Bold, Community Service Specialist, Commissioner Gibson's office.
Jared Tasco, Clark County Conference of Planning.
Okay, thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. Clearly state your name, address, and spell for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairman or board by majority vote. Obviously seeing none. Go ahead to item number three, approval of the minutes for December 16th, 2021. I'll go ahead and move to approve the minutes of the for December 16th, 2021. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. All right. Number four, approval of the agenda for December 30th, 2021, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for December 30th without any changes.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. Please say aye in support.
Aye.
All in favor, nay. And okay. Good. Any informational items?
None for me.
Okay. No. Huh? All right. Okay, item number six, planning and zoning. Number one, WS210696, Legacy Kimberly LLC, waiver of development standards for alternative landscaping for an approved congregate care facility and design review for a congregate care facility on 4.8 acres in an MD designed manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Kimberly Avenue and the west side of Broadbent Boulevard within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes, Corey Wissenbach, PSNBC Architects.
Okay, go ahead.
I totally missed your name.
No problem. Corey Wissenbach, PSWC Architects. That's WISSENBAC.
Thank you.
Okay, please proceed with your presentation.
So we're the first item, I guess, I'll take my order here, is the waiver of development standards is with landscaping. So we've got two issues on the site. The first is there's poor soils conditions, and our soils report says we can't plant any trees within 10 feet of a built wall because it will cause the wall to subside from the water. So what we've done is we've moved the landscape buffer 10 feet away and added another 8 feet. So we're going to heavily landscape along this border. So we'll still have a heavily landscape barrier, landscape border that's about 10 feet clear because our soil is required. The last design that was approved previously didn't take us into account. I don't know if we didn't read the soil support or not, but we want to make sure we caught that. The other issue is this landscape buffer along here is a gas easement, and Southwest Gas doesn't allow us to plant any trees in their easement. So we've got not actually any plantings. The only plant we have is small shrubs along the border. So the second issue is the design review. The original conditions of approval required that the design be of a residential nature. We provided something that we feel fits the neighborhood more. It will help revitalize the neighborhood, not revitalize the neighborhood, but add to it with more modern Las Vegas type appearance. This is the previous approved design. Which, in my opinion, doesn't really match Las Vegas.
Oh, I remember that.
It is more residential, but it's not what you see from Las Vegas. So what we've done, this is only the main entry here. Let's see the rest of the elevations here. residential portion. It's standard parapets that you can see in Las Vegas with the joints and stucco, and the entrance plus loading area on the back here. We've done that. It will be behind the landscape buffer, which we call vines. The loading area will be used maybe once a day, if that, for food delivery and possible other deliveries. But we don't expect to be using all that often. And this will be facing Cherry Street and Broadway. We've kind of made this nice, decorative, big materials here. That will be the small cafe that will serve the residents here, along with the gift shop. And the interest of the residents will be along here. So the floor plan design kind of the central utility area that will be for therapy. There's two therapy courtyards here and here. The kitchen's in the back, the loading zone will be in the back here. The front entry and lobby is here, and these are all wings of resident wings. So it's designed to be a self-contained skilled nursing facility. So, here's the site plan we proposed. Very little change from the proposed site that was approved earlier, other than the loading zone, which is required by Title 30. I don't know why there wasn't a waiver requirement before, but we provided the loading zone here. The generator located here versus here from before, and then we kept the trash over here. So, we have reduced the parking slightly by 5 or 6 spaces, but it's still required by about 30 spaces. We don't anticipate that the parking will be needed all the time in that quantity, but we provide it anyway. So I guess the only other thing to note, and Jared can attest to this, is that right now it's currently zoned as an MD zoning, which is manufacturing. And we could go in, the owners could go in, design a manufacturing facility here. It doesn't have to meet residential character, it doesn't have to meet anything. It could be a standard tilt-up, with just being a standard Title 30 for manufacturing, which is almost nothing. So I think this facility as designed, in my opinion, fits the site better, fits the area. I think it'll make the area a little more updated. And it's much better than a manufacturing facility. So that's about it. You guys have any questions?
Okay. All right, give me just a second. So that's the end of your presentation for now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close this to the public. And I will now open this to the board. Amy?
A couple questions. One, we talked about delivery. Do you mean like a loading dock or delivery like ambulances also?
No, food truck. So it would be delivery food to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
It would be, I'm guessing, maybe once per week, minimum, maximum, maybe once every 2 days. But they really don't want to need the food. The main reason I'm trying to find loading dock here is because it's required by Title 30. It makes sense.
I just wasn't sure if the ambulances would be.
The ambulance drop off would be right. But generally, for skilled nursing, they don't get dropped off in ambulances. I guess it wouldn't be an ambulance with sirens. It would be maybe a train or something from the hospital transfer.
Sure. And so, because I'm looking at the staff disapproval and the residential, so you've got houses all the way around?
Just on this side. And actually, on this side too. This, I'm not sure what this is on for right now. Actually, no, I drove by it.
And then, do you know who's owning it? Like, is there a company that's
going to operate it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the Kimberly Legacy LLC. They've got, they're building a current facility here on Jones. They're planning one in Bermuda and one more in Henderson.
So this is like their fourth location?
Yeah. It'll be the second construction.
Jerry, do you
have? There's a great need for skilled nursing facilities in this town.
Sure.
Psychiatric, lots, any kind of healthcare.
Jerry?
A couple of quick questions. The landscape that you're changing along the backside, I guess, where the, they try to move it out, it would be against the houses back there?
Right now, there's nothing there, so it's just dirt.
No, I know that. I'm familiar with the property.
Okay.
I'm talking about the landscaping that you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to be? Because you want a little...
Pine trees. They're pine trees. They are Afghan pine. So it's the pine tree you see here, they grow real tall, real dense.
Okay.
So it's going to be a very dense buffer. I think these are probably 24 inch boxes, yeah. So it'll take about 5 years for it to grow up, but it'll grow up a very solid. It'll completely block it, so yeah.
Okay, and then, did I have another question? Hold on one second.
Sure.
I had a couple of notes down here.
Can I add a point just for a second?
Sure.
Just double check the updated SNRPC regional plant list.
Mm-hmm.
The Afghan pines might no longer be recommended. They took away Mondo pines.
Yeah, actually, it was just, I wrote that down because I was at a SNWA presentation. He said they're probably all going to be dead within the next, like, 10 or 5 or 10 years, so I was wondering.
But you can still do
what do you guys recommend?
You can do something similar. The acacia, Palo Verde. I mean, there's other stuff similar. Like, you
know, landscape designer. She's usually on top of it, so.
Yeah, it just recently changed.
Yeah, I just had heard that. On a, I was like, hey, I've got that list. The SNWA just said that those are going to be going away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I had another question.
Oh, wait, Jerry?
Go ahead.
I assume that the residents got postcards about this meeting. Was anything received? Any things from neighbors or?
I don't know. We keep track of it, but usually we start tracking it for the planning commission meeting. So since that's until mid-January,
okay.
A lot of times they'll get the notices around this time. So I don't know if we've received any back yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were noticed 500 feet from the property.
And a couple of us were on the board when this came before us in the past. So
yeah.
I mean, the residents know that that's coming. So. My other question is, when it goes to the board and get everything done, what's your anticipated start time?
We are anticipating to submit to the authorities having jurisdiction to state the county and else within about a month and a half. So I would guess construction will probably start in about 3 or 6 months.
Okay, so you're ready to move?
Yeah, they're ready to move.
Because that property was up for over 2 years now, so.
It's extended a couple times.
Well, as I mentioned before, I'm familiar with the property, and I know you have it fenced off and everything, so my only request is that going forward, until you start construction, you keep it, because I did see some activity on the property.
I know they had a violation that we had to clear up just this meeting, so.
Right.
I'm not involved with that, I'm just the
architect. But you can pass it along if you don't mind, because that's a big problem with these vacant lots around here, and while you're waiting for development, so that's my only other item.
Greg,
do you have something? I know you're just the architect, but do you know why it's been delayed since the initial application back in, 2016?
I'd like to bring another architect. He did a quick mess of it, and they just had a hard time getting their first facility going. And so they kind of put this one on the back burner and the other because their other architect made a mess, and they had another architect made another mess. So that's what I've been told, and I can see it happening. I'm on the state plan review for medical facilities, and I have a review on their facility.
Right. Okay. Now, all the paperwork that we received, it's identifying this project as a congregated care, and all your presentation is calling it skilled nursing.
The county calls it congregated care. The state calls it skilled nursing facility. So.
Okay. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about the intense buffer there on the west side, but apparently it's not going to be pine trees now, so it's going to be something else probably.
Yeah, they can still do large evergreen trees, it's just not certain types of pine trees.
I'll talk to the designer, she's really good.
Yeah. And then I noticed the original plan had 4 courtyards, and you're down to 2. Mm-hmm. And why is that?
We didn't need the 4. There was no need for the state, so.
Okay. There's no request for any type of signage or anything, but
not yet.
Is there going to be a monument, or how is the facility going to be identified?
We're not involved with the design of the signage, so I can't tell you exactly, and that's going to be under separate permit anyways. But I would assume that they possibly have the only place we could put a monument would be probably on this corner.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no space to put one here. We don't have anything designed for it yet. So I don't know what their intent is, and I'm not even sure on the front here. They don't render it clearly signage on it. I'm sure they'll need some kind of signage here, but we've got no signage on it, so.
And then what's the code for that area? Like, I mean, are we going to wake up one day and there's going to be a big, you know, casino strip marquee there?
Right. There are some residential protection standards. I mean, you have what would be allowed in an MD zone, but since they're adjacent and right around residential, it's going to be restricted.
Okay.
But it would be allowed to install whatever Title 30 allows without coming through a public hearing. You can just apply for the building permit as long as it complies with the code standards.
Hmm, okay.
You know what that is off the top of your head?
It depends on the type of sign. I mean, like a freestanding sign, wall sign, you can do it, but there are going to be restrictions, additional restrictions from the residential stuff.
Because I'm anticipating what's common in these facilities, a small monument sign that's maybe 15 feet long and on this wall.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on, and it may be something out here, but we probably don't need it.
And it probably, it wouldn't be lit, or are they allowed to have a lit sign?
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure what the residential standards, protection standards are off the top of my head. So.
Being in a residential area, I don't really need a...
I know you just rolled it up. Can you unroll the previous version? I was like, going to... I want to get it.
If I had anything to say about a lit sign, I would tell them, no, we don't want a lit sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I have my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can be illuminated if our Title 30 allows it. It has to be shielded.
Mm-hmm.
It can be illuminated.
And that part of the project wouldn't come in front of TAB. You go straight.
Get a building permit. Yep.
As long as it was.
Okay.
As long as it complies. As you guys know, no one's ever put up.
Right. Okay. You probably answered this earlier, so it's noted in our documents is that. Architectural and the facade elements that changed originally. So,
mm-hmm.
Is that part of that bad architect after bad architect type thing?
Yes.
Okay. Someone's already mentioned it one, but staff review. So, or design review. Staff cannot support architecture and facade changes. So, unsightly, not harmonious with the residential character of the neighborhood. More compatible with employment use, not full-time, on-site living. New design does not promote compatible community design, community center design, or compatible with adjacent development. So, considering that I live directly across the street from it, so when I come out of the gate on Cherry, I'm gonna look at that every day,
mm-hmm.
plus all my neighbors. Mm-hmm. So, how do you address that? Like, how? I mean, outside of saying, well, a factory can move in there because it's manufacturing.
No, outside of that, so the way I would address it, first is I take a little bit of offense at how they wrote that. I've been talking to planners over it, and they kind of have to be against it. They all tell me on the side, yes, we like the design, we all think it looks great, but because the design says residential character, they had to put that in there. In my opinion, if I was living in this neighborhood, I would want something. I'm an architect, I like modern. But I like what looks new and what's modern. Like, for instance, this building. I would love this building to be in my neighborhood. Something like this, as an architect, I really don't like it. Because it looks like the old facilities from the old days.
Yeah.
It looked like residents, but really weren't residents. It's obvious from looking that they're not residents. They're designed to kind of look like it. So, my opinion, I would want a nicer, newer-looking modern building. Matches Las Vegas. in the southwest for mm-hmm. the design.
Okay. And last question. So, in our notes, it says the area north of the property is undeveloped. You did mention that there's homes out there. There is home. So, is there going to be any changes or are they buffered from what they're seeing across the street from Kimberly?
I didn't know there was anything going on there.
And there's 43 homes.
Yeah.
So how's that? How are you affecting them? How are they affecting you?
We got no buffer, and I think Title 30 requires the buffer that only when we're adjacent, but we're separated by a fence.
You have to cross the street.
Is there a fence street?
It's a residential.
Because it's across the street, but on the buffer, right?
Yeah.
That one. So they don't. You don't have to do anything.
We can.
Let's see. It's right. Across the street. Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. And the parking is just for guests and employees,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So the people are all. We're expecting 30 employees roughly.
Okay.
So we've got 8 parking spaces. It would be for family
visiting. Right. Okay. And then can we go back to the current design? Now you don't have. Are the courtyards a little more friendly and less cold than I like the modern desert design, but I hope on the inside it's a little more friendly and homey and
just the design of the courtyard before. So I'm not quite sure what they were thinking for these 4 courtyards when they designed them.
Okay.
But they do have the 2 in functional courtyards like we have.
Uh-huh.
And they've got these 2 exteriors that are facing the sports bar here and the adjacent spaces.
Oh.
So, from a courtyard
standpoint,
Apache
Joe's.
Apache Joe's. They really don't like using them a lot because in Vegas, the heat, the residents gets trapped out there. Especially a resident's not feeling well or sick and burned. They don't last long. So.
Yeah.
It's a security issue the way these were laid out.
Uh huh. Okay. And then the one now is.
No, these just 2 in the middle.
Okay. And we do have, there's a 3rd courtyard out here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. That was all for me. Any other questions?
No, I just, guys answered all the best ones that I wanted to ask. I'm shocked at the description of the design of the
Adela.
Right. I like the sleek one better than that, so.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Right.
I'll agree with you on that.
Does anyone want to make a motion?
I think I can make a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion for approval of WS210696 Legacy Kimberly LLC for all the staff conditions.
Okay. Are we approving the design review against staff?
Developments and design review.
So we're approving it in light, even though staff.
That is correct. I'm making a motion for approval of the development standards as well as the design review.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. We have a motion on the table. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, on to item number 7, general business.
None.
Just a reminder, we do have January 22nd is the TAB training at Las Vegas Valley Water District, so you should have all gotten an email, so make sure an RSVP for that, I think. And number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing none, we'll go ahead. And the next meeting is January 13th, 2022. And with that, we are adjourned.